Blog Talk Radio.
Only on Phone Fantasy Radio.
Just like music.
Here she is.
She is so hot.
Sassy.
Sexy.
Your DJ for tonight.
Great music with
La Crush Hearts.
Listeners, call in 805-830-8320.
What it do, people? What it do, what it do, what it do. Welcome to another edition of Phone Fantasy Radio, Musically Inclined. I am the hostess with the mostest, thickly packed and full of flavor, Miss La Crush Hearts. I'm here. I'm ready to go. I'm excited. All of the above. Shout out to my Facebook group, Black Erotic by Nature. Ooh. They gave me a little shout-out right there. Really appreciate that, Mr. Slick Drill Her. That's his name on Facebook, Slick Drill Her. I know that's right. Anyway, they talked about some real freaky stuff, so that's, you know, I need to start checking that group out a little bit more. Anywho, what up, people? Okay, first and foremost, let me apologize for last week. I live in a bootleg building. I'm in the ghetto. We have bad electricity, and, well, we don't have bad, we just have bad wiring in the building. So once people start turning on their ACs, then we get to having rolling blackouts and things like that. So when it gets extra hot, I will not be able to do a show. I'm just letting y'all know it's raining right now. It's cool, and I got my fans. Ooh, I went shopping yesterday, and I had to buy me two new fans because, like I said, I got bad building wiring. So I have to work with the fan. So I got a fan in each window, and I got a pedal fan. I'm not trying to be high. It's going to be surrounded by my bed. I'll take a picture and let y'all see my setup in a bit. Anyway, folks, am I talking fast? Because I feel like I'm talking fast, but that's neither here nor there. We are here for another episode of Celebrity Entertainment and Headline News Mayhem, whatever you want to call it. You could call in, join the conversation, talk to me, shout outs, all that is welcomed. 805-830-8320. That's 805-830-8320. I got some stuff that I want to chat about. You know, so what I'm going to do right now, I'm going to take me a little break. I know, right? I just started. But, you know, let me get myself situated. I know how I do. Let me play something, get myself situated, get me back into the mindset, and then we're going to get things popping. You know how we do. This is Phone Fantasy Radio's Musically Inclined, and I am your hostess, Miss La Crush Hearts. Be right back.
Yeah, B. Talk your shit.
Time to let me upgrade.
How you gonna upgrade me? I'm tired of number one. You know I used to beat that block. Now I bees the block.
Time to let me upgrade. I hear you beat the block, but I'm the light to keep the streets on. Notice you the type that likes to keep them on the leash, though. I'm known to walk alone, but I'm alone for a reason. Sending me a drink ain't appeasing. Believe me, come hide. This won't be easy, don't doubt yourself. Trust me, you need me. This ain't a shoulder with a chip or an ego. But what you think they all mad at me for? You need a real woman in your life. Taking care, home and still fly. And I'ma help you build up your account. Believe me, when you're in the big meeting for the meal. Take me just to compliment the deal. And anything you cop, I put the bill.
the D-boy who infiltrated all the corporate dudes. They call shots, I call audibles. Jacob the jeweler, bubbles, the rain talk sort of do. It's big ballin', baby, when I'm courting you. I'm talking spy bags and fly pads and rooms at the Bloomberg and rumors. You on the verge of a new merge, cause that rock on your fingers like a tumor. You can't fit your hand in your new purse. It's humorous to me, they watching and we just yachting Allen, hopping off of your mafia coast. My feet, oh so, oh baby, you ever seen satin? No, not the car, but everywhere we are. You sure to see stars, this is high level, not eye level. My bezel, courtesy your Audemars, I order yours tomorrow. Now look at the time I saved ya, mama let me upgrade ya.
Just when you think you had it all, big income, collecting cars. Get to your life, elevate it with me. Make you my project celebrity, I keep it in my little green.
Hermes briefcase, Cartier top clip, silk line blazers, diamond cool facial, BBS cufflinks, six star pin tweet, final let me upgrade you, upgrade you, final let me upgrade you, upgrade you, let me upgrade you, upgrade you, final let me upgrade you.
Welcome, Bizak. hold on. I'm being naughty. And I don't want to try to hear that in the background. Excuse me. I was checking out that Facebook group I mentioned earlier. They wilding. I don't know. I guess it's been a while since I checked out some Facebook groups. And I'm just looking. I'm just looking. That's all. Shout out to the Black Erotic by Nietzsche on Facebook. All them freaky freaks. Freaks up in there. Anyway, folks. Welcome to Musically Inclined again. I'm the host of LaCrush Hearts. We got some things to talk about, folks. I'm not going to get too serious. I do want to get serious. I'm just not going to get too serious. Not tonight. Tonight, I want to keep it real fresh and light. It's raining. It's cool. I'm chilling. You know, sometimes you just get in those modes. You want to, but not tonight. I don't feel like tonight. I don't want to getting nobody too serious. I don't want to get too serious. Anyway, so we're talking about celebrity news, headline news, entertainment news, gossip, all that. You know, we throw it out there and we see who bites and what bites, okay? So first and foremost, shout out to Little Kim. Little Kim is a proud mommy as of 9:58 a.m. this morning. She gave birth to a 6-pound, 5-ounce baby girl with her long-term boyfriend, Mr. Papers. He is a New York-based rapper. I'm not going to make no comment. That's it. I got something else to say, but I'm not going to say it. I'm going to bite my tongue. Why am I biting my tongue? I don't know. Because I'm going to bite my tongue because this is a happy occasion. Lil' Kim is 39 years of age. She's up there, first of all. Damn, girl. And she just had her baby girl. You know, let's not even get into anything else but that. That's a joyous occasion. So shout out to her. She's a first time mommy. The name is out there. I don't know. I'm on the fence about this name. Her name, the baby girl name, is Royal Reigns. That's Royal Reigns. I tell you, I'm on a fence about it because I am. I don't know how I feel about it. I like the name Victoria, but I'm not going to lie. Back in the day, I wanted to name my baby Isla J. Yeah, so Royal Reign. That's R-O-Y-A-L, like royal. And Ring, R-E-I-G-N, Royal Ring. That's her name. I like it, though. Royal Ring. But then I'm thinking, well, they call her Royal Pain, you know, and make fun of. But anyway, I like it to that extent. It's different. It's kind of cute, you know. But this is my thing. Why is it okay for celebrities to name their children Wild, crazy names, but it's not okay for the average Joe? Why are we giving these people so much clout? Why are we giving them so much clout? We let them get away with everything. You know, Royal Reign is cute. I don't know about Apple. I don't know about Pilot, but these are names. And then, you know, when it's somebody average Joe, that's a ghetto name. Why is that a ghetto? Why is Shaniqua a ghetto name? Why does that have to be a ghetto name? What does that say? It's a ghetto name. So Royal Reign isn't a ghetto name. Apple, Pilot, those aren't ghetto names. I don't get it. What is the definition of a ghetto name? I don't know. Call me up and tell me about it. 805-830-8320. That's my first question tonight. I'm going to throw it out there. What is the definition of a ghetto name? That is something I don't understand. Would that be considered ghetto? Right, with Pilot, Apple, Royal Ring, Blue Ivy, Northwest, North. Would those be considered ghetto as well? Are those ghetto names? Is Kim Kardashian actually ghetto now that she's married to Kanye West? Northwest. Did we expect that, though, with Northwest? I don't know. Call me up. 805-830-8320. Call me up. Am I the only one having these thoughts? I think so. I'm in a chat room as well. blogtalkradio.com/phonefanradio. Let me tell y'all this. I'm going to redesign the website again. And I'm going to actually go back to the website for the chat room. And I'm even thinking about doing a couple of shows on cam. Would y'all like to see my pretty face? Okay. So that's what we're doing on Phone Fantasy Radio right now. That's one of the celebrity news I thought about. I thought it was any birth is a great occasion for a parent. But I came up with some different things. So it's a celebrity name versus the ghetto names. So what is a ghetto name? So another thing is this about the little Kim situation. It just happened to bring it up in my mind. You know, as I'm reading my celebrity news and I'm going through the TMZ sites and Perez Hilton and all that good stuff. Here's my next question. Do celebrity trends on marriage and parenting, little Kim is 39, all right? She's having her first child, but little Kim isn't married. They're not married. They want to get married. He says eventually they'll get married. He wants to marry her, but there's no official talks about the marriage thing yet. But shouldn't marriage come before parenting? I mean, is it, you know, a lot of people is like that. You know, one minute you hear we just got married, and then like 3 weeks later, I'm expecting my child. What? Is it now, you know, at one time that was a no-no. That was a no-no. One time that was a no-no. And I'm just wondering, you know, I'm not a mother, but then again, I don't know. I don't like marriage in the first place, but I'm thinking, if I was on that trend of marriage and parenting, I want to, especially being married, I want to experience that first before I decide to start a family. Like, can we spend a few months just being Mr. and Mrs. without the plus one? Am I the only one who feels that way? I don't know. I'm just talking out loud. Y'all could always call it a comment. So, you know, do celebrities play a part on some of these decisions about the single life? and about, you know, being married and parenting. Do they actually play a part in your decision? What you see, well, if Halle Berry can't keep a man, I know I can't keep a man, so I'm not even, you know, does that affect your decision? I don't know. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to take a break. Now, let me tell you this. The music I'm about to play is actually on my iPod. So don't be feeling, Crush, what you going through? Don't feel like that, because this music is actually on my iPod. I just thought I'd share it with y'all. I thought it was cool. I like it. And I'm going to be right back, because that's how I roll.
Yes. It was a beautiful day. It's gonna be a beautiful night. Break out the champagne. Everybody get a glass. Let's start it off sexy. What do you say? And all the ladies say. And all the ladies say. Think I like that. And all the ladies say. Welcome to the champagne life, where trouble is a bubble in a champagne glass. Dreams and reality are one and the same, and we gon' do it like this.
Got an addiction for life in this baby. Like every day is my birthday, no, but I'm kidding. Can't reserve the time, not that for my city. Me and my friends in about 6 minutes. I make this look easy. Sexy baby, don't you dare act like you don't see me. Baby, I know you see me. It's all about being back all night in the big boat day.
Everything's okay. somebody else.
Hey.
Saying I'm dangerous, if you can do that all by yourself. Why they talk so badly, I actually make you happy.
All that matters is
a friend. And I don't even give a damn, for you I'm a better man. So tell them if they wanna hate me again.
Hey.
You're too slow for me. And the life I live, you ain't out in the club all night. You wanna be the quiet part of my life. They don't understand how beautiful that is.
Hey, hey. Everybody got something to say.
They don't even wanna see why they talk so badly. I actually make you happy. And
all
that, and I don't even give a damn. I'm a better man. Tell them if they wanna hate me again.
Phone Fantasy Radio.
I know the No.
Oh, nah, nah, oh, nah.
No.
Oh, nah, nah, oh, nah.
No.
Oh, nah, nah, oh, nah.
No.
Help, help, help. Tell me that you make big moves, but tell them what you really do. Do you really want to play this game?
Settled in my seat. Right now I'm sitting in a folding chair and my butt hurt. But that's because I couldn't find my pillow. Anyway, before I went on my long break, played three songs right there. Neo, Ray, Raheem Devon, and that right there was Fantasia with Missy. Nigga, yo, dick, useless. That's my ringtone right now. I'm just going to let y'all know. I was sending a message. Nigga, yo, dick, useless. Anyway. Before we went on break, I was talking about some things, but I threw this question out there, and I just hit it up on Twitter, on my Twitter pages, at Phone Fan Radio, at LaCrush Hearts. Definitely go follow us, and I see I got a caller from the 919, which I believe is North Kakalaki. What's your name and where you calling from?
Well, my name is Joseph Young, but my rap name is Akai. I'm a rap artist.
Oh, you called it before. How you doing?
Okay, well, I'm just frustrated with all these phony producers and these beat mixers not doing anything for me.
Oh, yeah. Let me ask you something. We're talking about Little Kim having her first baby today. She named the baby Royal Reigns. And as you know, there's some other celebrity baby names out there, Apple, Pilot, and the latest Kim and Kanye named their baby North. Would you consider these ghetto baby names?
Nah, I consider them to be rich baby names.
Say that again?
Fun babies. You know rich babies name, babies with parents who got money.
There you go. So what is the criteria for what is the criteria, in your opinion, for a ghetto baby name?
Criteria for a ghetto baby name, they baby daddy have to know something about the street.
Say that again. They know what?
They have to experience something about the streets for them to have a ghetto name. They got to know about the streets, what it's like to be in ghetto, what it's like to walk the streets every day. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, so you mean like a ghetto name is more of like a tag name?
I mean, your name was more like a name for like a thug or gangbanger. Like if the baby daddy, baby mama was a blood or a crip or something like that, that'd be that's what we call ghetto name. Like, you know, like a thug baby. Okay. Or blood or crip baby, you know. All these gang members that had these babies with you girls.
Okay.
Like that.
So what about the what if they named their child after a car like Mercedes or Lexus? Would that be considered a ghetto name?
No.
No?
No.
Okay.
A ghetto name.
So give me an example
like
of a ghetto name that you
Drake.
Your definition. What
is
an example
like
of a ghetto name?
Drake. You know like the artist Drake?
Drake?
Yeah. That's kind of
a ghetto
name.
Name?
You know. Yeah.
You consider Drake a ghetto name?
Yes. Snoop Dogg is a ghetto name. I mean, Drake is kind of a ghetto name, though.
Oh,
not
okay.
him, but just the name.
Mm.
And like, I mean, they like, they like name baby Drake, like name the baby after drink or something. Yeah.
Okay. Sounds good. Did you enjoy your weekend, sir?
Did I enjoy my week?
Yeah, did you enjoy your weekend?
No, because I'm telling you, I'm upset with beat makers. A lot of these phonies. And they made me some beats and they made me not name a beat.
Oh, I feel you on that one.
You
gotta you gotta be really particular when you're in that business.
And a lot of other things,
they don't know what
they got a lot of phonies.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah, a lot of backing out.
All right. Well, we're all about supporting out here. So let people know how they can check out some of your music or, you know, find you online.
Well, my music is on, it's Jones84898 on YouTube.
Okay, say that one more again.
Jones, J-O-N-E-S, 84898 on YouTube.
Okay. All right, folks. You heard
one,
of me on YouTube.
And yeah,
go check
and
him out.
It's XMail1000US on Twitter.
Okay.
At
well,
M-A-L-E, mail, M-A-L-E, 1000US on Twitter.
1000US on Twitter. Mail1000US on Twitter. I'm going to go look you up so I can add you. I can follow you.
Yeah, and my music is on your Facebook page. I sent it to you today.
It is?
Yeah, I looked you up on Facebook and I sent it in this, like right before the show got started.
Yeah, go me. I shouted you out. All right, sir.
Me.
All right, sir. Listen, let me take this. Okay, wait. Nope, they hung up. Okay. But thank you for calling in. All right, folks, so the question tonight is, Roy Rings, Apple, Pilot, these are all celebrity baby names that we've all heard, and I want to know, in your opinion, do you consider these to be ghetto, my quotation fingers up, baby names? And if not, then what's your criteria of a ghetto baby name? Call us in, 805-830-8320, press 1, and talk to me. I'm here for y'all. I have another question or two that I want to throw. Okay, wait, no, I'm not even going to go there yet. Okay, so I need to bring this up. Jay-Z, Beyonce, and Solange. So there's a new update, a new theory, that Jay-Z has dropped Solange from Roc Nation, and that is saying that's the reason why there was that big blow up on the elevator between the two. And I want to know, do y'all think that's it? Do y'all think it was about the drop from Roc Nation Records? Come on, y'all. It's not Pookie and Ray Ray and Junebug in the elevator. It's one of the top executives, I mean, top celebrities out there, number one in the spotlight if you rank relationship-wise or important-wise or you it's Jay-Z and Beyonce, folks, and Solange. Do you really think that Jay-Z, in the middle of a public gathering, told Solange, listen, I'm dropping you from my label, or I'm dropping you from Roc Nation? And they get behind, the first door they get behind, she start wilding. Do you really think that's what it was? That don't even make sense to me. That as a reason why they did that doesn't even, we're not talking about I don't know. Right. Shout out to Brick. Pastor Brick is in the chat. But she don't call in no more. Why she don't call in no more? I'm calling you out, Brick. She said they've been fighting like that. Okay, yeah, I still have an issue with Beyonce not doing anything. Because if it was just like that, something so trivial, because you're the fucking sister of the number one R&B queen right now, Beyonce. Y'all got a recording studio. You can go independent and still, you know what I mean? Really? That's not it. Y'all need to stop. They just trying to throw something out there to shadow the real reason of what happened. I really do believe that. I don't think that was it. That wasn't it. Roc Nation had nothing to do with it. I think that came from the aftermath of you even putting me out on Front Street like that in the elevator, and it got recorded and so forth. I think that's what that is. We can't get along. That's what that is right there. Mm-hmm. That's what I think. If you have something different, you got a different theory, by all means, please call in and let me know. Press that 1-805-830-8320. That's 805-830-8320. I see some ones. The Ramon's up. What's going on, Pastor Brick?
What's going on? Since you done called me out, I said, I guess I have to do something now.
Is your voice back finally?
Yes, it is.
Finally back.
Oh, yeah.
I'm calling you out. What you think, Brick?
Okay, what are we talking about first of all? The ghetto
first
name.
First of all, let's talk about Jay-Z real quick.
Okay.
The Jay-Z, Beyonce, Solange. There's a new story out that Jay-Z dropped Solange from Roc Nation Records, and that was the source of the big fight in the elevator that night.
I don't agree with that.
Me
neither. That would have been came out if that was what it was.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they had no reason to shield that. That all had to deal with another woman, and now they're trying to sweep it under the rug. But everybody knows the truth. So, no, I don't think it had to do with that. When you look at Solange and you look at Beyonce, they have two totally different music styles. If you listen to any of Solange's music, which there hasn't been much, but if you listen to what she's put out, her music is kind of, sort of, something that I think, kind of Disney-like.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I can see, her music coming on Disney Station or something like that. Her music is not sophisticated at all.
Mm.
It's always dealing with some kind of bubblegum drops or lollipop falls or it's always something stupid like that. So Beyonce's style has evolved. Whereas Solange, she wants to make this type of music, kind of hipster-like music. So you're going to have two different audiences. So if Jay-Z dropped her, it's because he was probably like, look, I'm a businessman, but this is a businessman, you know. He's like, this is not selling.
Mm-hmm.
And, one thing Beyonce is not going to get involved with is her husband's business. She done said that point blank. So, if he dropped her, she had nothing to offer. But, that's why he's the millionaire that he is, because he knows when to hold him and when to fold him.
Mm-hmm.
You can't knock the man's hustle.
Okay.
I mean, all these damn Jay-Z songs. But, you can't. When you think about it, you can't knock his hustle. And, you know, Solange, if she's going to be taken professionally and she wants someone else to pick her up, she's just up all that fighting and kicking and nonsense, you know, throwing her legs up. Here she is wearing an expensive dress and she got her legs flying all in the elevator. It's just stupid.
I do.
It's really stupid.
That reminds me of that character on a Street Fighter. I know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, Chun-Li.
Yeah,
with her legs flying up in the air.
Okay. She got that gown on with the split.
You know, she got a gown on and she throwing her leg up. She wearing Christian Louboutins on her feet and she got them up in the air looking stupid. You know, I mean, come on. And then she's going to do something childish. Take all her Instagram Beyonce pictures off. I tell you, these celebrities are really, really stupid.
I don't think that was childish. I don't think it's childish because if you're looking at the if you're looking at the video, and you see that, and like you said, it could be Jay-Z did something he wasn't supposed to do. Let's just run with this for a minute. Jay-Z did something he wasn't supposed to do. She wasn't supposed to react like that, no. But Jay-Z did something she wasn't supposed to do. There's a theory that Jay-Z was, I guess,
first
pushing up
girl.
On
Dame Dash ex-wife.
Right, Dame Dash wife. There's that theory going out there. But let's just go with let's go with this for a minute. Jay-Z did something disrespectful in the first place to his wife. He had to do something. That's the only connection that Solange has. Let's go down this road. That's the only connection she has to him besides the Rock Nation thing. Like you said, if she's a professional, she's been dropped before. She's been told no before. If she's really serious about this music thing. So that should be nothing. That should be, what they say, dirt on her shoulder. She could dust it off. You know what I mean? Again, we're at a party. We're at an event. A high-priced event. I got on this $1,000 dress with this 1.5-pound million-dollar bag in my hand. And that's what you want to talk about? Why you wearing your tux and your Jimmy Choo's and all? That's what we want to talk about? My record career? No, that's something you have at 9 o'clock, 5 p.m. You know what I mean? Like, that's office hours conversation. So I don't think that even fits the bill right there. So Jay-Z must have did something that she found disrespectful, dishonorable, whatever, and it ticked her off. So
probably
now that she's...
No matter what Jay-Z did, that's still her sister.
Exactly.
Jay-Z, don't matter what he did.
This is your sister. So if y'all have the bond that she's to portray that y'all have, and if it was just for something that Jay-Z didn't do, don't you think Beyonce would have stepped in to calm her down?
Well,
Beyonce just moved out the way. So Jay-Z...
Well, you think about it. Come on.
So Beyonce
just
pulled back like that. That's
my
husband.
Elevator.
First of all, I'm not going to let you disrespect my husband. And secondly, this is my sister. I'm not going to let you disrespect my sister. So either way, she would have tried to either stop him or get in the way or try to stop her. But she didn't. It didn't even look like she was reaching out to hug her. You know what I mean? Like, when she decided it didn't even look like she attempted to hug her sister, like, calm down, you need to
but
stop.
But that being said, this is not the first time this has happened. That's how you could tell. They probably get into it all the time. And Beyonce, like, look, I'm not getting my face all scratched up coming in between them two. When you think about it, Beyonce out of both sisters, okay, you know, you automatically know, Beyonce was the favorite daughter. Let's be real, okay, out of both of them. You already know she was the favorite. Okay, her mother and father probably taught her, this is how a lady acts, Beyonce. A lady doesn't get out of pocket. A lady doesn't raise her voice. A lady follows her husband. She learned all of this watching her mother under the guidance of her mother. Okay, they were in an elevator. Beyonce was not going to get into no altercation when she got out the elevator and her hair's flying loose. Okay, her hair was all pulled back in some kind of knot. And if she would have gotten out of that elevator with her hair one place out of, you know, one root out of place, they'd have been like, oh my God, Beyonce, the scandal, you know, as it is now, she kind of escaped that scandal unscathed. They didn't really say nothing about Beyonce. They just said how she just stood there and didn't get involved. But can you imagine if she would have? They'd have been like, all three of them in elevator.
Okay, so this is my question to you. On that theory right there alone, do you consider them to be just a regular family with regular problems?
I think that they are. What do you do? At the end of the day, that's exactly what they are. Everyone is not going to get along. You know, I know people who are married who hate their in-laws. I mean, it's a constant. Family outings together are a constant, constant battle. You know it's going to be a fight at the end of the night because these in-laws hate each other. I think it's just normal. But when you think about it, I think that they've known each other for so many years. You know, Solange feels comfortable coming out of her face like that to Jay-Z. Mm-hmm. You know, when you think, because before, if you remember Jay-Z, before they had Little Blueberry, they used to run around with son. Solange's son. You know, there was not one place you wouldn't see Jay-Z or Beyonce without Solange's little boy. They was calling him Uncle Jay-Z and all this other stuff. So I think that they've known each other for a long time, whereas she probably figures, you know, we can get in each other's face and fight like that and still at the end of the day be friends. So I think that they're just a typical average family who got into a dispute, okay? Solange is more upfront about her feelings. Beyonce is more passive-aggressive. And that's because Beyonce has been taught from the beginning that you're not supposed to act this way in public. If you fall, get up and keep doing what you're doing. Don't cause a scene. I think this was probably drilled into this woman's head. And if you watch the documentary, you can kind of see that that was kind of drilled into her head by her father and her mother, her parents. Just Beyonce, don't
cause
a scene.
She's always been in the limelight.
Always, exactly.
You know, she was in the limelight at a young age, but I got some other callers here. Don't go nowhere, Brick. Stay right there.
I understand, y'all.
228. I don't know where that's at. What's your name, where you're calling from?
Hey, this is Bishop. Calling from Gulfport. Bishop? Yes.
Hey, how you doing?
Oh, I'm doing okay. How you doing?
I'm good. You calling from Brooklyn, you said?
Excuse me?
You said you calling from Brooklyn?
Oh, Gulfport, Mississippi.
Oh, Mississippi.
Yeah. The dirty South.
Dirty,
right.
Dirty South.
Yeah.
Dirty South. Okay, so Bishop, you got any comments you want
to
add?
I come in on the end of your conversation, but I don't know what you guys was basically talking about.
Okay, well the first topic, I see you, Sugar, I see you. I'm bringing you on in a minute. The first thing we talked about is Jay-Z, Beyonce, and Solange. People are now saying that the elevator fight was because Jay-Z dropped Solange from the Roc Nation label. They say that's what that elevator brawl was about. Yeah, it was a brawl. That's what they saying it was about. So we're calling bullshit on that. No, that's not it. We're calling bullshit on that. And we just politicking about that. What you think, Bish?
From the sounds of it, that's some history that was flying, Jay-Z. Cause you don't just be able to get away with that. I mean, his wife is in the elevator too. So even though that's her sister, here's some history there. So this might just happen. This has been happening behind the scenes. He's just coming out.
Yeah, they just got caught.
Right.
Okay. Miss Sugar.
Hi.
And it's in the building. How are you, Miss Lady C?
I'm fine, fine. How are you?
I'm awesome.
That's good.
Welcome back to the show. I missed y'all last week. I had to leave early. It was too hot and all that other good stuff. But I'm back. We're talking about Jay-Z, Beyonce, Solange. We're calling BS on it all. What you think?
Yeah, I think that it was something more than what they said. And it was too comfortable.
Yeah.
You know,
Like I said, Beyonce just stood there and didn't try to stop either one of them.
Right.
You know, you would want to stop your husband or your sister. One of them just said, hold up, look, wait a minute, this just ain't right, you know. We, at this big event, let's act, you know, sociable. Well, they said we're on the elevator, they didn't expect the camera.
Okay. I totally agree with y'all. Right now I'm going to take a quick break because we are just a few minutes from the top of the hour playing music from my iPod. That's how I'm doing it right now. We got Bish from Mississippi, Lady C from Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and we got Brick, a.k.a. Pastor Brick, from Brooklyn, New York. And I see the 702 is tuned in right now, so shout out to the 702. Where is that? Las Vegas? I think that's Vegas. We'll take a quick break. We're going to come back, and we're going to ask them about their ghetto names. Be right back.
Put your hands in the air,
Trigger.
Put your hands in the air.
What's that on that beat?
Oh, Nana, look what you done started. Oh, Nana, why you gotta act so naughty? Oh, Nana, I'm about to spend all this cash. Oh, Nana, if you keep shaking that ass. Oh, Nana, Nana.
Put your hands in the air if you fucking tonight.
Oh, na na na.
Keep your hands in the air if you fucking tonight.
Oh, na na na. Oh, na 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 na.
Everybody say like.
Oh, na na na. Oh, na 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 na.
Everybody say.
I'm the nigga that you like, yeah. I'ma give you what you like, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'ma give it to you right, yeah. Best time of your life, yeah. Oh, yeah. Baby, when you ready, tell her where to get the check. Girl, I know you ready, I ain't even got a check. You been through the worst, let me show you who the best. You know I'ma get you right, curtain niggas to the left, like. Oh, na-na. Look what you done started. Oh, na-na. Why you gotta act so naughty?
Everybody
First things first, I'm the realest, realest. Drop this and let the whole world feel it.
Let them feel it.
And I'm still in the murder business. I can hold you down like I'm giving lessons in physics.
Right, right.
You should want a bad bitch like this.
Huh?
Drop it low and pick it up just like this.
Yeah.
Cup of Ace, cup of Goose, cup of Chris. I heal something worth a half a ticket on my wrist.
On my wrist.
Taking all the liquor straight, never chase that.
Never.
Stop like we bring an 88 back.
What?
Bring the hooks in with a bass at. Champagne feeling, you should taste that.
Over all, I thought you knew that. I'll be the I, G-G-Y, put my name in ball. I've been working, I'm up in here with some change to throw.
I'm so fancy. You already know I'm in the fast lane. From LA to Tokyo.
How you love that? Got the whole world asking how I does that. Hot girl, hands off, don't touch that. Look at it, I bet you wishing you could clutch that. That's just the way you like it, huh? It's so good, he just wishing he could bite it, huh? Never turn down nothing. Playing these hoes, go trigger on a gun like
I'm so fancy.
Welcome back, Musically Inclined. I'm your hostess, Miss La Crush Hart. You know who else is fancy? We are fancy. Yes, that's my new theme song right now. That should be my new ringtone. I'm so fancy. Anyway, so before we left, we were talking about some Jay-Z Solange and all that other good stuff. Because that's how we roll out here, Fall Fantasy Radio. And let me bring back my peoples, because now we need to talk about something else. Brooklyn, Lady B, Louisiana, and Bishop out of Mississippi. Okay, we all over the place. Shout out to Mr. Russ. Russ is missing again. Shout out to Russ across the pond. So my question now, guys. Little Kim just gave birth today, this morning. 6.5 pound baby girl with her long-term boyfriend, Mr. Papers, New York City-based rapper. She named her baby Royal Reign. That's her baby name, Royal Reign. And I was asking Royal Reign, Apple, Pilot, and even North, Kanye's and Kim baby, Blue Ivy, would you consider these, I'm doing my co-singer, ghetto baby name? And if not, what's the criteria for that? So start with Lady C.
Yes.
I think they get a baby name.
You think they got
you want your child, okay, they probably stand out of the limelight. All they got to do is put their name on the paper. They're going to know who their child is. How many blue IVs do you know?
Right, right.
You know, now, I mean, the names they pick, I know.
I guess they have a reason for it.
I don't know.
If okay,
you want
okay.
them not to blend in, give them a name that blends in.
Right, that's your background. Okay, I feel you. Let's go to Bishop. Bishop, what do you think?
Well, it all depends on who name and where the name derived from. What's the meaning behind it? Every name has a meaning. I mean,
right.
just don't name your baby name, and there's nothing behind it. I mean, that name starts a character. Still, it should be some aspect of it.
Uh-huh. Okay. Sounds good. Sounds good. Okay, you know what? It's not even your phone. It's my phone. I wish y'all been with me. I'm hearing static and stuff, and it's coming from me. Okay. Brooke, what you think? From ghetto, not ghetto?
Okay, we're talking about the Little Kim baby name.
Little Kim, Kanye, and Kim, Baby Blue, Blue Ivy, all of those. You can put them baby ghetto
names. I call those baby names not necessarily ghetto. I think they're rather eccentric. And I say that because these people who name their children this, okay, it seems like this is the growing trend of people that have money name their kids these silly names. You know, and I believe, quite frankly, personally, that it's really setting these kids up for failure. This is what I believe, especially if there's nothing behind the name. Now, if the name comes from somewhere, I don't have a problem with that. Like, you know, I had a friend of mine who didn't think she could have children. Then she had a dream one day that she had one, and she ends up getting pregnant, so she ended up having a dream. Which is, okay, I understand that. There's a meaning behind that. And one day she can tell her daughter, this is why I named you Dream. You know what I'm saying? But then you got people, Blue Ivy. Does that mean something to them? I mean, was she conceived in a sea of Blue Ivies? I don't know. They haven't said if she was. You know? I mean, Northwest. This child is going to have to explain to somebody.
You know what I
think? My name is Northwest.
No.
Now, let's
no.
just say, God forbid, this child ends up
That's
in
mama.
Some kind of, I don't know, arrested mental institution. What's your name? Northwest? That's not your name. Tell us your name, sweetheart. Northwest. You know, I mean,
oh,
I don't think people think. When they name these kids these things. Now,
you know what?
Mm-hmm.
I think there is meaning behind that. You know his mom passed away.
Okay.
So that could be, yeah, that could
so
be
So where's the Northwest coming?
You know,
where's the North?
Wasn't. They didn't want to name her Heaven West, so it's North.
But
what's
my thing
up?
Is,
and
Northwest? There
you go. So, you know, she's on top. Always got to look up at her. I mean, we can go on and on with Kanye and Kim.
They did that to be funny. There's no really reason why they named this child North. Only to be funny and say Northwest.
Because said, and there should be a reason.
If someone did that, that's his first child. You know, well, that's both of their first child, but they wanted to be different and unique, and they didn't want to use the word heaven. So that could
okay,
be, you
this,
know, I'm always looking up. This is for, you know, in remembrance of Mama, who passed away, and they were close. But we're not even going to get into that. I got another caller, 702, which I think is Las Vegas. But what's your name and where you're calling from?
Yo, what up? This is Big Frank from Vegas right now. How are you?
Vegas. I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm chilling right now. I was just, you know, in line with your question about Little Kim naming her daughter Royal Reign. Actually, I think it's cool because royal means that Little Kim been around for a while and, you know, her daughter's reigning, you know, since she's been born. So I think it's cool.
That she's a queen bee?
Yeah. I don't think it's kind of gamble. I think it's all right. Yeah, it's original. You know what I mean?
Well, all these names are original, but I'm just saying, like, I don't know. I think she should have went with Queen. Like, I like it though. I think it's cute. Just like if you was Amisa, my name was Justice. You know, like I think that is cute. Like you said, royal and you know, but I don't know if it's ghetto or not. I think it's ghetto, but I don't know if it's ghetto or not.
Well, I think the name Royal Reign, it actually has some ancestral meaning behind it because, I mean, look at it. Queens and kings,
who's that?
What do? They reign. You know, they reign over their region, over their subjects. So therefore, I mean, it could be ancestral.
I mean, now let's think about it. Now, we have some white people, they name their kids like Dick and all types of, you know, all types of wild
things
like that.
Yeah, we have Apple, Pilot. Those are actually celebrity names from white people, I think. Apple and Pilot are celebrity baby names. And I'm asking, are those ghetto too? I'm not just saying Royal Ring. I'm asking, you know, all these celebrities are naming their child these outrageous, unique names, and, you know, it's a trend, it's cute, it's, you know, y'all give all these positive attributes, but if somebody in the hood with the name of their name Mercedes and they in a Toyota, oh, that's ghetto, you don't even know Lexus, you know, we always talk down, like, oh, you done set your child up for failure and all this other stuff when we try to be creative and you know, Sharkeisha spelled Sharkey from Georgia. Like,
I feel you on that. I mean, I do feel you, you know what I'm saying? So, but it's cool, though. It's cool, you know, congratulations to her family, you know. that's all.
If you look in the book of names, each name that's given has a meaning. There's a meaning behind every name. There's a meaning behind the name James. There's a meaning behind the name Elijah. So every name that's given, there's a meaning behind. That name means something.
Let's keep it real. Like you said, even if you are an employer or employee or whatever, you're going to judge a person by their name. You know, if I sit there and told you my name is Sharkeisha Janae, you're going to be like, who, what, when, where, why? And I gave you like five different names. You're going to wonder about me. You're going to judge me based on my name because that is a representation of me. I do believe that every name does have a meaning, but that meaning is only within that circle. You know, 9 times out of 10, I don't care about the meaning. I'm not going to ask you what your name means. We don't have time for that. You give me your name and we move on to whatever it is that we're moving on to, unless I'm trying to get to know you, quote unquote. That's a whole other topic right there. But, you know, then you tell me, well, you know, my mama, she was, you know, dying of breast cancer, so I wanted to, you know, contribute to her, so I named my child after my great-grandma, you know, things like that. Then you give me the details. But other than that, if I'm just seeing it on paper, like they said, if I just see it on paper, or you just telling me it passed, or we just talking about it like we are now, we don't know what's going on in Little Kim. Like, she's a celebrity. She's an entertainer. We don't know unless they tell us. You know what I mean? Like, we only know what you tell us. So right now, all we know is that baby girl name is Royal Reigns, and we all speculate, you know, why did she come up with that? Is it ghetto? Is it not ghetto? There's a lot of stuff going on that we let celebrities get away with. And it's like, how are you going to call me ghetto? And that's like the trend.
I don't know. I think what makes the name ghetto is the way it's spelled. That's what makes the name ghetto. Because you know, you be seeing something that's spelled like crazy. And you're like, what?
And wonder why the child can't spell their name.
So I think that's what makes the name ghetto, the way it's spelled. Like, you spell Apple, A-P-P-Y-L, Apple. You'd be like, okay, what is
like
that?
Like that Ladasha girl?
Rhodesia. You know, or you take a word or something like that. And make it a
like
name.
L-D-Y or something like that. E-Y, E-I or something like that. And she was like, the dash wasn't silent.
Yeah. Natasha. Something like that. I saw that.
That's crazy.
It was L-A, the dash, and the S-H-A. What's the name of the dash?
Something like that. Yeah,
something like that.
You're
like, oh, you see Lasha. What's her name, Lasha? No, the dash. The Dasha. Now that's ghetto. So I think the way these names are spelled is what makes them ghetto. Or if you take a word that doesn't even isn't even a name and make it a name, like Rhodesia or something, Rosacea.
Oh, Erica, did you see the spelling of that? A-I-R-W-R-E-C-K-A. Erica.
You
Erica.
That's what makes the name ghetto. So I think it's the spelling. Not necessarily the content of the name, it's the spelling. But all I got to say on this subject is that these people, these children who have these names, if you're going to name your child King, if you're going to name your child Messiah, Elijah, all these names that are like grand, royal, reign, these got to be some mighty, mighty kids growing up. I mean, we're talking the next Maya Angelos, the next Martin Luther Kings, Malcolm X's. I really hope these people aspire to become something great. Because if you give such a big name, they got to fill that name. You know, my name is King
right.
Rain. And, you know, you begging for change.
You're
right.
Oh, please. Y'all crazy. Oh, y'all crazy. But I agree with y'all. Folks, if you just tuned in, we're talking about ghetto baby names and Lil' Kim and Jay-Z and Beyonce and all the random stuff that happened in the news. So did y'all know that Angela Bassett is going to direct the Whitney Houston biopic that's going to premiere on Lifetime next year? And they have America's Next Top Model.
Yeah, I saw that girl.
Candidate Yaya DeCastie as the star as Whitney. She looks like Whitney, but I don't know how good she's going to act.
I don't know.
Angela Bassett going to have to do some lyrical there. I don't know. I don't think they should do a Whitney pick. Not right now.
Yeah.
I don't think
she's a hell of an actor. She's a hell of an actor now.
You think so, Yaya?
I think it's too early.
It's too early. It hasn't been like 3 years already.
Well, I mean, I still think that
2 years.
Maybe
a lot of Tina Turner.
I don't know.
Oh no, she's not playing it. She's directing it. Angela Bassett is directing it.
Oh yeah,
I don't know if she's gonna play a role in it.
Yeah,
I don't know if she's gonna play a role in it, but she's directing it. American Next Top Model candidate Yaya DeCastie, DeCosta, whatever her name is. She's gonna play Whitney.
Oh, well, she better know what she's doing.
It is what it is.
A lot of expectations.
Yeah.
My marriage.
That sounds good. All right, so I just thought I'd throw that out there. My last question of the evening, because, you know, we get out of here about 10:30, so we're about 15 minutes. My last question of the evening to y'all is, which of these do you find the hardest and why? A, virgins. B, jobs, and C, true love. So y'all take a minute to think about that. Y'all take a minute to think about that. I'm going to mute y'all. I'm going to go ahead and play this one last track, and we're going to come back and finish up the conversation. You're tuned into Musically Inclined. I'm your hostess, Miss La Crush Heart. And let's get it popping.
I've never seen a diamond in the flesh. I cut my teeth on wedding rings in the movies. And I'm not proud of my address.
in a torn up town. No postcode envy, but every song's like gold teeth, gray goose dripping in the bathroom, bloodstained ball gowns, trash in the hotel room. We don't care. We're driving Cadillacs in our dreams, but everybody's like crystal Maybach, diamonds on your timepiece, jet planes, islands, tigers on a gold leash. We don't care. We aren't caught up in your love affair, and we'll never be royal. It's the one in our blood. That kind of love just ain't for us. We crave a different kind of buzz. Let me be your ruler. My friends and I would crack the code. We count our dollars on the train to the party, and everyone who knows us knows that we're fine with this. We didn't come for money, but every song's like gold teeth, gray goose dripping in the bathroom, bloodstained ball gowns, trash in the hotel. Driving Cadillacs in our dreams, but everybody's like crystal Maybach, diamonds on your timepiece, jet planes, islands, tigers on a gold leash. We don't care. We aren't caught up in your love affair, and we'll never be royal. It's the one in our blood. That kind of love just ain't for us. We crave a different kind of buzz. Let me be your ruler.
Okay, here we go. I'm here. All right, so before I left, I asked a question, and I found it hilarious. Which of these are the hardest to find and why? Virgins, jobs, or true love? And I let my callers who are on the line right now rest on that, and we're going to bring them back one by one and get their opinions. Starting from Brooklyn, because that's where I'm at right now. Brooklyn. Brooklyn Brick. That's your name, Brooklyn Brick.
Okay.
What do you think? A, B, or C?
C, by far.
C by far?
Yes.
Okay. Why? What's your number one reason for picking C?
Because everybody's lying. No one's
right.
Telling the truth.
Mm.
You can't find true love without the truth.
Okay. Plain and simple. Like it. Let's go over to Mississippi Burn. Oh, I like that movie. Bishop, what you think? A, B, or C?
C.
C, true love?
Yeah.
Between virgin, job, and true love, you pick C to be the hardest to find.
Yeah,
why C?
There's still a lot of virgins out there. You just have to know where to look. Jobs, I mean, if you have the qualifications, there's nothing you can't do. Now, true love is the hardest thing because
okay.
You actually have to sift through all the bull crap. And
mm-hmm.
Then you have to take a chance. You really just have to hope it up and take a chance, not to be afraid to experience it. I mean, if you're afraid, then you'll never find it. It's just that much harder. But determine whether this is the real thing or is it just a smokescreen, now that's the quandary.
Ah. A, And, 702 left us. Okay, well, Las Vegas, see you later. Louisiana, Lady C, what is your answer? A, B, or C? Which of these are the hardest to find? Virgin jobs or true love and why?
It's a toss-up, but I guess I would have to go with true love, because true love is a jewel and a rare jewel, and it's so hard to find because everybody's playing a game. Everybody's looking for emotional roller coasters. Everybody got baggage that they haven't released.
Mm-hmm.
You have to learn to let go of the baggage to find real love and be ready to receive it and participate in it sincerely and quit thinking about the past. Because the past is what makes it hard, because you remember that last person, what they did, or the person before, and you sit there saying, wait a minute, this is a sign. And it could just be a simple thing, and you put up this wall before you can really get to the real thing.
Yeah.
I agree.
I'll answer. I think out of A, B, or C, I want to go with B. why I go with B? Because A, I don't care about that. And C, I don't think it exists. So whatever's left is B. Power of elimination. That's my answer, and I'm sticking to it. Anyway, folks, you know, it's about that time we sign off. I want to thank everybody for tuning in to Phone Fan Radio. Yes, we decided to start up at 10:30. Visit our website, phonefantasyradio.com. I'll be back on air tomorrow at same time, 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central. And what is my topic for tomorrow? My topic for tomorrow, I'm asking the question, do adults have role models or idols? And if so, what type of criteria is used? And do your role models or do adult role models influence them the same way as children role models would? That's just the basis of the start of the conversation, and we're going to see where it takes us from there. So that's our role models and idols. Role models and idols. That's what's going down tomorrow night on the Honey Suite. I'm going to reschedule my manly responsibility volume 1 for hopefully next week. And not be this week, it's going to be next week, but we're going to get that conversation started. I do want to talk about some vasectomies and birth control, and I want to get men's opinion. What I'm going to try to do is create a round table. So any guys out there that want to be part of the panel, because I need y'all opinion on this. I need y'all input on this. A man would know better than I would. So by all means, hit me up on Facebook, Twitter, LAKRUSH. HERTS. I'm on Facebook. Look me up. I'm on Twitter at Phone Fan Radio, or look Crush Hearts. Hit the guest page, all that good stuff. Right now, I'm going to give everybody a chance to give me their shout out, starting with Bishop, since he's always fresh to the show. Bishop, any shout out in the last two you want to share with us?
Nah, not really.
Y'all got to come better with that. Because you heard about yours. Any final thoughts, shout-outs for you, Lady C?
Everybody, enjoyed myself. Glad that you're back.
Hi, Brick. Missed you.
Hi, Lady C.
Thanks for coming, Bishop.
I'm new with this. I don't... This is like my second time, so you caught me off guard.
Well, that's something I ask at the end of the show. Either final thoughts or shout outs. So come prepared next time. What about you, Brick? Any final thoughts or shout outs?
Definitely want to give a quick shout out to two people. One to the NYPD. This is rare, but I gotta give a shout out to NYPD for the apprehension of the criminal who stabbed those two kids in the elevator by me in the housing projects next to me. I wanted to thank you for that. I'm glad he was caught. It was a heinous crime, so I got to give props to NYPD. And secondly, I want to give a shout-out to my friend Aisha, who lost her husband Friday. Girl, I love you. I'm sorry to hear about what happened. If you need me, give me a call. But other than that, everybody have a good night. And I look forward to speaking to you tomorrow. If I can remember that the show is on.
Condolences out to that family. Me, I'm going to say this. Thank y'all for tuning in. I had some love over the weekend from one of the guys in my inbox. He was showing me some awesome love. He liked my pic. And I got a thought I want to leave with. I do have a final thought I want to leave with. Dude, just to my men out there who wants to, quote, unquote, holler or get at you or want to get to know you, it is 90 degrees outside and about 102 inside. No, you can't come over to my house to see me. No, we don't play those games. Like, what are you doing? It's too hot. What are we going to do? Sweat? No, we're not going to sit up there and look at you. It's not that cute. No, we're not going to do that either. You don't go over in a hotel room with some AC. Listen, I'm all down for a booty call. Let me not even act like I'm a virgin up out in this piece. I'm all down for a booty call. You know, let's get this popping. But if you don't have to put out some money and go get us a hotel room with some AC in it, no, you're not coming to lay up in my bed so we can sweat. It's not cute. No. Not on my agenda, so I just had to put that out there. I always get that. You know, where you stay at, oh, I'm gonna come by. What? You want to come by? When did I become a pickup line? Why are you inviting yourself to my house? Attitude, too, when I don't respond. How you going to get your attitude to me because you came at me that way? Oh, Lord. We are not going to hang up this phone if I get started.
That's
I got no idea.
That's
a whole other show.
That's another
hot mess. What'd you say, Fish?
You all are a hot mess.
We are not hot messes. We just keeping it real.
Exactly.
Gully, however you want to put it, I'm just keeping it real. I'm just putting it out there.
What?
I'm getting this, though. When it was winter time and I needed somebody to warm up my bed, everybody was too busy. Now it's getting hot.
Really,
y'all thinking, no, I'm cute now. See, this is the thing. When the seasons change, my relationship status change. You know what I'm saying? Like, cause now I'm feeling good about myself again. I done got my hair did. I get my nails did. My feet did. I got me a new outfit every other weekend. So, yeah, I'm feeling, I don't want to be up in the house. I want to go out. I want to show off. I want you to show me off. That's how I feel right now. Winter time, you always bundled up. You covered up. You can't show no. You can't let your breasts hang out or your booty cheeks hang out. You can't do any of that. So you feeling, you know, you don't want to go get your feet done. It's too cold.
Whoa.
To go get your feet done. You know, so let's be real. Like, now it's time to go out. Let's go out. We ain't even got to go anywhere expensive. If you ain't got $20 to go to the movie theater, then that's your problem. I got $20. I can pay for myself. I don't need you to pay for me.
Make a plan outside
of
you.
Let's keep it gully and 100. We can go Dutch. But invite me somewhere before you invite yourself over to my house. Like, that's a turn off.
But your animal.
And I'm working with three fans here. I got three fans right now.
They do that in
that's
New York, Bishop.
Yeah.
That's where they do that.
And y'all already know when AC pulls in my building, the whole electricity, the whole building goes out. It goes blank. We have blackouts. And we got to wait for somebody to come and flip the damn switch. So, yeah, I don't have AC. I got fans. So, fuck all y'all who have AC.
Did I hear
my son
say something?
Did I hear
Lady C say something a few minutes ago?
Lady C, what you said over there? You over there giggling. They calling you out, Lady C. Listen, bitch, you're new to the show. Just letting you know that right now. She's new to the line. I mean, she's not new to the line, but you're new to this line. So this is Lady C. If you ask her, she's going to tell you. When she hang up, she may be the C that you know. But right now, she's Lady C. So you may get something you may not want to hear.
Hold up.
I'm just letting you know how to go.
What do you mean?
letting you know. She keeps it. She keeps it 102% on these phone lines, right, Lady C?
Right.
So you're asking something you may not want to hear.
I am not messing with you. You are dead.
Don't call her out. She'll let you know for real, for real.
I'm going to have to sharpen up dealing with you.
Anyway, folks, that's our show for the evening. I'm sure I'm going to pick up this conversation tomorrow. If you got something you want to say, by all means, the number is always open between 9 and 11 p.m. Monday and Tuesday, 805-830-8320. Press that 1. I hope to hear from y'all tomorrow. Enjoy the rest of your evening. I'm hungry. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
That's how I roll.
My normal closeout. What time there was has ceased to be. There just is no more. Yesterday is gone. Forget about it. Tomorrow isn't here yet. Don't worry about it. Today is here. Make the most of it. Stand up for something you believe in, because you can fall for anything. If we didn't play everything you want to hear, you heard everything LaCrosse played. On your face, put a big smile. We'll see you in a little while. And you are in. And we are out.
Deuces.
Love you guys.
Bye.